Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Detroit's first female mayor will be Mary Sheffield, who rolled to an Election Day victory over Solomon Kinloch Jr. yesterday. Now the transition begins before Mayor-elect Sheffield takes office on January 1st. And joining us live here on WWJ is Mayor-elect Mary Sheffield. First of all, Mayor-elect Sheffield, congratulations on the victory last night.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
The transition.
Ready to work.
You mentioned the work begins, so the transition has started with the theme Rise Higher Detroit. So what is your main focus in the next 2 months?
Well, the main focus is really to launch the boldest, most rigorous and inclusive transition Detroit in Detroit's history. We want to make sure that we're putting Detroit residents first at the center of this transition period and bring the best and the brightest in to really now hone in on everyday issues that matter to Detroiters so that when we take office January 1, we have a 100-day action plan on what we can achieve immediately. And so this next really 30 days as we head into transition is going to be about elevating the issues of community and bringing the best and the brightest together to really hone in on the action plan so that I can come out ready to go day one serving as the next mayor of Detroit.
This might be a question. It might be a little bit early to answer, but do you see your administration having a lot of new people in place, or exactly how will you decide who will join your administration?
So that's a great question. I've been very vocal that I think there should be a combination of some institutional knowledge that is already there. I've, you know, been in office now for over 10 years, so I know a lot of the department heads and employees that currently work within the mayor's office. But there are, you know, some people who are leaving, who may be going with the mayor, and maybe there are some room to bring in new ideas, new people, new vision to really ensure that Detroit is rising higher. And so there'll be a combination of both. We're going to go through that process in a way that is transparent and in a way that allows for my visions and my priorities to be centered that will ensure that we're being innovative and bold in our approach to move Detroit forward.
We're joined here on WWJ by the mayor-elect of the city of Detroit, Mary Sheffield. And Mayor-elect Sheffield, does being the first woman mayor in the city's history mean there's more pressure on you to succeed?
I definitely feel the pressure. I feel the pressure for sure. And I think it's good. Pressure is good. I think it really allows me to be shaped and molded to do the best that I can. But the reality is, you know, we've come a long way in Detroit over the last 12 years. And Mayor Duggan did a phenomenal job at, you know, really rebuilding this city, working with the city council. So I think everyone wants to ensure that this next mayor is able to continue that momentum. But more importantly, we have to go a bit deeper and go higher now in order for us to grow our population and continue to build our middle class and make Detroit a world-class destination city. There's still more work to do. And so, yes, there's a lot of pressure, but there's also a lot of hope. There's a lot of support. there's a lot of people in general who are willing to step up and support this administration to ensure that we are successful. So I feel very confident in the ability to ensure that the momentum continues and that it goes deeper now into our neighborhoods.
One of the major issues with voters, Mayor Elect Sheffield, was public safety. It was a top concern. So two-part question, how do you address those people who have concerns about public safety, and will you keep Police Chief Todd Bettison in place?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Chief Todd Bettison is phenomenal. He's a dynamic leader and a dynamic chief. We have a great relationship. We actually talked yesterday at the victory event about public safety, and we plan on sitting down very soon. I am very, very focused on launching the city's first ever Office of Gun Violence Prevention, which will provide way more attention, funding, support, programs around gun violence in Detroit. And I think that will be a huge, bold first step. To really bring about more programming for our young people, which focuses more on prevention as it relates to gun violence and ensuring that we're addressing it holistically. So, yep, have great ideas, want to continue to work with our chief, and we will continue to support the men and women of DPD as well.
The numbers point out that there was about a 22% voter turnout for last night. So it's a little bit surprising that a majority of Detroiters actually kind of sat out and didn't vote. So Mayor-elect Sheffield, how do you get more engagement with the residents?
Yeah, so what we're going to be doing, you know, I've been very vocal that, you know, civic engagement and getting out the vote, it cannot only happen during an election. It literally has to be a consistent campaign all year round, engaging our schools, engaging our young people, educating people on why it's important to vote. What does your vote mean? Who are you voting for, right? What are their roles and responsibilities? How does it directly impact your quality of life? And if we don't do that consistently year round, we can't expect people to just show up on election day when we're pumping out advertisements saying get out to vote. And so our administration will be actively, through our youth services department, launching a year-round citywide campaign around civic engagement, working with our clerk's office to ensure that we're really driving more participation in our civic and city elections in Detroit. So we want to see the numbers go up, but I think some of it is an educational thing, and we have to do more to educate our residents on the importance of voting year-round.
You mentioned Mike Duggan earlier in our conversation. He did support you for mayor, so will you be supporting him for governor?
You know, I have not gotten to the governor's race at all. I've been really focused on my race and ensuring that we have the right leader here in Detroit. And when the appropriate times come, I will definitely look into the governor's race and see what is best for me to get involved. I will say that overall, that race is going to be very important to my success and to the ability to get things done in Detroit. And so I am very eager to work with our next governor, whomever it may be, and to build that relationship to ensure that Detroit is getting the resources that we deserve.
Final question from me, Mayor-elect Sheffield. This was a sometimes bruising campaign. So was the media coverage of this campaign between yourself and the Reverend Solomon Kinloch fair?
You know, that's a really great question. And to be quite honest with you, I definitely believe that there was some bias in some of the reporting, not from all stations, but, you know, what I've heard and I got the opportunity to experience running this race is that oftentimes women, and particularly women of color in leadership, oftentimes have to deal with a lot more when it comes to media scrutiny, our coverage in the media. And so I do believe I had to go above and beyond a bit more, and that there were some times where I was not reflected properly in some ways. But ultimately, we were able to rise above that. And we are going to ensure that we have the best and the brightest communications team around me to ensure that we're getting the proper message out to residents and articulating our vision, what we're doing, so that it's transparent, to ensure that the message is getting to residents every single day.
Joining us here on WWJ is the mayor-elect of the city of Detroit, Mary Sheffield. And Mayor-elect Sheffield, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us this afternoon here on WWJ.
Thank you so much, and always, WWJ, for always getting me on and getting my message out. Thank you all for what all you do.
No problem. That is the mayor-elect of the city of Detroit, Mary Sheffield, joining us here on WWJ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.